We're going to start this hour with Hurricane Florence, which is shaping up to be one of the worst storms the Carolinas have ever seen. It's currently clocking in as a Category 3, but the National Hurricane Center is predicting Florence will become a strong Category 4 storm before making landfall along the southeast or mid-Atlantic coast Thursday. The last Category 4 hurricane to strike the mid-Atlantic region was Hugo in 1989. That means a lot of people in Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia may not have seen a storm this severe before. Jeff Huffman is a meteorologist at the University of Florida Weather Center. Jeff, you have our attention now, Category 4. Where is Florence and how is she looking?
Well, the storm, Robin, is rapidly intensifying. It went from a Category 1 storm Sunday evening to now a Category 3, and as you mentioned, expected to continue intensifying this afternoon. All indications are that it will be at least a Category 4, maybe briefly a 5, but it could also briefly weaken before coming ashore in the Carolinas. The big point here is that, and the Hurricane Center said this in their 11 o'clock advisory, it is expected to be a large and very dangerous major hurricane at landfall on Thursday.
Boy, so what are we talking about? We've said the Carolinas, but give us the broader sense of who might be affected.
Well, yeah, you have to remember that as a storm strengthens, the impacts are going to spread well away from where the center comes ashore. Right now, everybody's focusing on the cone. As we get closer to tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, remember that cone will get smaller at the coast because that means confidence is getting higher on where it might go. So the impacts, though, could spread well outside that cone. And in fact, they will. The storm surge unit from the Hurricane Center will probably issue a storm surge watch as early as tomorrow morning. They just tweeted that. Hurricane watches will probably go up for a large section of the coastline, probably stretching from near Myrtle Beach all the way through all of North Carolina into southeastern sections of Virginia.
And what should people do?
Well, if you live in an evacuation zone or near one, the most important thing you can do is listen to your local authorities. Let them guide you through this. They have been through all the rehearsals for something like this. They know there's a plan in place. They know how to get you out and get you to a safe location. If you're not in one of those zones, consider taking in some evacuees. Or, and especially if you're inland and near a flood-prone area, absolutely start preparing for the possibility of hazardous inland flooding. This system is expected – Florence is expected to slow to a crawl over the Piedmont areas. It could produce heavy rain for days in portions of North and South Carolina and Virginia.
So when you approach a puddle, don't drive through it. It's not a puddle. You know, it could sweep you away. But South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia have already declared states of emergency. Remind us what that means.
It means motions are being put in place to help, you know, citizens protect their life and their property at all levels of government. And that should be a signal to everyone in those states to also stay aware and continue finishing preparations. I think, Robin, we have until about Wednesday afternoon to finish all the preparations along the coast. You might have until Thursday morning further inland. But this storm system, once again, Florence, expected to be a major hurricane at landfall.
Yeah. And remind us, you've said four, probably five as well. What does that mean again? What is the difference?
Well, the Category 4 versus Category 5, both of those are deemed catastrophic as an adjective by the Hurricane Center. So we, you know, whether it briefly becomes a 5 or not, preparations should be made for a Category 5. Because remember, the Hurricane Center wants us all to prepare for at least one category greater than the official forecast because of the natural, you know, tendencies there could be in terms of fluctuation and intensity right up until landfall. So I encourage everyone in those areas to prepare for an extreme event.
That's Jeff Huffman, a meteorologist at the University of Florida Weather Center. And I know, Jeff, there are people who always say, oh, you're blowing this out of proportion or frightening people. That's not the point, right? The point is to help people get ready.
Yeah, Robin, remember, a lot of the science goes into calculating the risk for specific locations, and it's usually the worst-case scenario. If there's a reasonable chance the worst case can happen, that's what we encourage people to prepare for because we know the outcome, if they don't, could be significant or extreme. So this is a serious situation for anyone listening along the coast from Charleston, South Carolina, all the way to Baltimore and Washington, D.C. metro areas.
Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.